Hey, I have words of wisdom from the left, which means they're words of insanity. Son of a gun, here it comes. Russians influence our elections. That's bad. But illegals voting in our elections, that's good. That's from the left. Think on that for a minute or two. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of those people who took out huge loans and actually went to college. That seems fair. Immigrants with tuberculosis, TB, and polio are welcome and any other kind of disease, but you have to prove that your pet has been vaccinated. Only in America. $5 billion to secure the border. That's too expensive. How dare you come up with such an idea? However, a couple of $1 trillion for free healthcare, that's okay. Again, coming from the left. Are you getting all this? Here's more. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison. But if you cheat to get into the country, you get to go to college for free. True stuff. People who say there's no such thing as gender are demanding that the president be female and black, of course. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing after they were born, like right now. How is that? I mean, oh, hey, there were slaves in your country a couple hundred years ago and you should pay. But you're not responsible now. It's kind of called catch and release. Criminals are caught and released. Here it comes. To hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because that's a violation of their rights. More left-wing nonsense. Nothing makes sense anymore. I mean, the whole world is upside down and there's so many more. I mean, I could have pages and pages and pages of all the craziness that the left is doing and that they've initiated. I mean, there's no more common sense. Good sense isn't common. Hey, okay, we now have an election. It's just weeks away. Who's going to win? You got horses on the right and horses on the left and everything's going fast. I'm in Manhattan. I'm going to New York for the marathon. And I'm in Manhattan during the election on November 5. I'm actually staying at the Manhattan Trump Hotel. So that'll be kind of interesting. I'm with my people. So we'll kind of see what happens. Hey, what will happen? I don't know. I sure hope he wins, Trump. I mean, he's got to win or the country loses. The country will lose. I mean, you have a leader, a candidate leader, that would be Trump. He says, I promise to end, I will halt this ongoing full-scale invasion at our border and I will send them back. I'm going to package them, round them up, pack them up, and I'm going to send them back to where they came from. And that's what I'm going to do. And the other person says, that's your fault that we have all these people here anyway. I mean, they lie, they be in the left, they lie constantly. I mean, you know what? She's been in power, the pinnacle of power, the second in command for 4 years. And she's caused this. It's like a fireman starting a fire. And then he goes and says, I can put it out. I mean, really, it's wrong. It's just wrong. She breaks every rule of morality, of ethics. And they keep on talking silly each and every darn day. Now, the preference for Mr. Trump in Canada has increased. I mean, the Canadian government has worked hard for many years to tell Canadians that Trump is a very bad person, right? And they buy into it. I mean, Trudeau owns the media so he can control them, just like Hitler did way back when. He can control the message. And that's what's happened. People, though, are starting to wake up a little bit. And it's interesting with regards to the age groups. Old people like me, I've noticed they don't like Trump much. And I'm thinking, but you're the people who are supposed to be smart. You're supposed to see the policies. You're supposed to see the results of the policies and not see the personality that you claim to not like. By the way, he probably wouldn't like you either. Bah. But they don't. I mean, most of the old folks don't care for Trump. Let's look at the young people. 18 to 34, 28% of them think Trump is the guy to lead the country. Age 35 to 54, the support is 27%. And if it's over 55, though, it drops to 13%. And I don't believe any of these numbers anyway, because again, the Canadian government owns the press. They kind of let you know what they think you should know. I don't know that that's totally accurate. Canadian people, look out. I mean, your government is lunging. They're not just walking left. They're lunging. They're racing. And they're going over there each and every day with more free stuff. They're now talking dental care. I think that's been passed. Now they're talking pharmaceutical. You can get free drugs. They're already giving free drugs to drug addicts, those kinds of drugs. And now they're talking about giving free prescription drugs to each and everybody. And it goes on and on. There's a long list. Everything is national. But high taxes, of course, come with socialism. That's what happens. Now they're looking at contraception and diabetic drugs. And on it goes. They're trying hard and they're winning. They're succeeding to knock free enterprise out of the system. And free, that's a nice word, but free enterprise, it applies there. It's applicable because we want to have a free market. But the Trudeau government, they don't want that. And he's got guys in his cabinet and around him that are more left-wing and crazy than him. Not good, can't end well. Hey, this has got nothing to do with nothing, but I just wanted to share with you. It's kind of fun stuff. There was the American Revolutionary War. Revolution went on in 1775 to 1783. Now, in 1869, the last survivor who received a veteran's pension died. He was 109 years old. 109. Wow. Back in those days, of course, doctors and stuff, it wasn't the same, right? And he was buried and lived in a little town called Freedom in New York State. Freedom. It's a good name. So, and there's an election coming, and we can only hope that things turn out right. See ya.